Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, November 1st. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. In the Gaza Strip, internet and communication services have been cut off for a second time in less than a week, according to the Palestinian enclave's local network operator. Meanwhile, the Pentagon says the U.S. is sending an additional 300 troops to the Middle East. The troops specialize in support roles for forces already in the region. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to travel to Israel on Friday to meet with government officials. A State Department spokesman says Blinken is also planning to make additional stops in the region. We're exclusively reporting that WeWork is planning to file for bankruptcy as early as next week. It represents a stunning reversal for the formerly high-flying, flexible office space provider that was once valued at $47 billion. WeWork missed interest payments to bondholders on October 2nd, kicking off a 30-day grace period. WeWork says it reached a deal with bondholders to allow an additional 7 days to negotiate with stakeholders before a default is triggered. The company declined to comment on what a spokesperson called speculation. And the Journal has learned that one of the last big IPOs planned for this year has just been delayed as investors weigh the risks associated with higher interest rates and the war in the Middle East. Healthcare payments company Waystar was set to launch its roadshow to pitch investors this week, but now this is expected to be postponed until December at the earliest, with the company likely to wait until next year. Waystar at one point was expected to fetch a valuation in the high single-digit billions of dollars. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, and European shares are in the green this morning. U.S. stock futures are falling ahead of reports on manufacturing activity and job openings. The Federal Reserve is scheduled to release its monetary policy decision later today. And CVS Health, PayPal, and Kraft Heinz are among the companies expected to report earnings. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.